the Department of Education and Elon Musk's Department of Government. Efficiency are warning state education agencies they may lose federal funding if they do not remove diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The Department of Education's Acting Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights, Craig Traynor, sent a letter Friday to the Departments of Education in all 50 states, notifying them they have 14 days to comply. The letter based its argument on the Supreme Court case where Harvard University was sued over its affirmative action policies, with the court ruling that using racial preferences in college admissions is illegal. The guidelines in the letter say schools using race in decisions pertaining to admissions, hiring, promotion, compensation, financial aid, scholarships, prizes, administrative support, discipline, housing, graduation ceremonies, and all other aspects of student, academic, and campus life are in violation of anti-discrimination laws and legal precedent set in the affirmative action case. Democratic lawmakers quickly criticized the letter over the weekend, with Senator Patty Murray of Washington State releasing a statement saying, in part, "I refuse to let Trump and Elon try to bully our schools from teaching students basic and important topics like the history of slavery or treatment of indigenous people in America, or the powerful contributions of the civil rights movement." The letter follows executive orders from President Trump directing agencies to provide a plan to eliminate federal funding for, quote, "illegal and discriminatory treatment and indoctrination in K through 12 schools, including gender ideology and concepts such as critical race theory." The Department of Education previously announced it removed DEI mentions from documents and web pages, placed employees that led DEI initiatives on leave, and dissolved its Diversity and Inclusion Council. Friday's letter is the latest move in DOGE's changes of the federal government, which have cut budgets and overhauled federal agencies, recently ending 70 DEI training grants. The letter did not specify what type of federal funds for schools and colleges are at risk.